What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Emily Elizabeth, and I'm the host of the What Fulfills You podcast, a show for and about individuals always seeking to be their best selves. On this show, we talk all about building the mindset, finding the right careers, creating meaningful relationships, and so much more. Welcome to the What Fulfills You podcast.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the What Fulfills You podcast. My name is Emily Elizabeth. I'm your host, and welcome if this is your first time tuning into the show. I'm diving into a topic that I have not only thought about for a long time now in terms of discussions with other people on this, but it is something that I was actually asked by a listener recently. And it kind of inspired me to do a solo episode on this and share my personal thoughts and approach. And I think it's really fascinating to me, and I'll dive into why certain aspects of this is fascinating. But I think overall, one thing I'll preface this episode with is that I have never seen more conversations on this masculine and feminine energy conversation besides within the US. And I'm not saying that it doesn't ever exist in other countries or other cultures where people talk about this, but I'll certainly say that a lot of the modern conversations and clickbaity conversations on, let's say, this topic, masculine and feminine energy, it's primarily occurring in the US, which I find fascinating. And so that being said, I'll dive into my personal approach, like with this thought process, because a recent listener, she asked me what my take is on it. And I asked her kind of why she was thinking about it. And she mentioned, I think maybe, I honestly vaguely forget, but there's certain things about it. I think it seemed like she was reserved about how she's showing up in potential romantic relationships, and knowing and acknowledging that she's been independent for a while and all of this. And obviously, if you've listened to my show for a while or you kind of know the gist of my background, you probably understand that, okay, Emily is an entrepreneur. She also has her own independent life. She takes care of herself. She does all these different things. So kind of maybe what is my personal approach to the balance of quote unquote masculine and feminine energy and, you know, this whole thing. And I kind of want to preface too, I might sound like I eye roll on this topic a lot, because I kind of do. And it's fascinating to me because, number one, I really think it depends on the echo chambers you're within and how much people talk about this. But I think in the recent year, I have never heard so many interesting takes on what a woman or on how a woman should show up and what femininity looks like and how men should show up. And I think this is something, number one, I have this written on my journal, like right here, I'm staring at it. I don't believe in shoulds. I don't believe someone should show up for me in a certain way. I don't believe I should show up for another person in a certain way. I think something I've learned from a very young age is expecting people to show up in a certain way is, number one, going to make you unhappy because you are holding people to expectations that you have that are, number one, not communicated, and number two, are often putting people in a box. And I think it would rather be more interesting to observe why is it that you believe people should and or shouldn't show up in a certain way. I think that's a question everyone should ask themselves. That being said, I think something we have to acknowledge is that in today's world, there are more opportunities for everyone, and obviously in particular women, right? 50 years ago, women, someone at my age, couldn't just pick up their laptop. I mean, fuck, they didn't have this shit back then. But they can't just pick up and do what I've been doing and basically, you know, just leave a 9-to-5 job that pays a salary and go off and do her own thing. That wasn't a thing 50 years ago. In fact, that not only wasn't a thing, but women, yes, of course, had less working opportunities to make money. And something I have observed in conversations as well as the whole internet troll world is that, yeah, women used to be more quote unquote feminine, and they primarily took care of the kids and like cooked and cleaned and did all of these different things that were very feminine and nurturing and all of it. I want to tell you, I think those are great qualities, and I do personally, I do like to embody some of those elements. I love cooking. I really do. One of my best friends and I, we have cooking. I mean, actually, I do cooking nights with different friends of mine in New York, but one of my good friends, like, she introduced me to different recipes that, you know, made me excited. She inspired me to bake a cake, like just different things like that. I enjoy it a lot. The hard part for me is that because I'm an entrepreneur, because I live on my own and love what I do, mind you, I love these things, it takes away from the time I have to just fuck around in the kitchen and test out recipes, right? That being said, to be really transparent with you guys, I always had the aspiration of, you know, being able to do a little bit of both, right? I'm not gonna act like this isn't a very whimsical thing to dream of, but like I would love to more or less be able to afford, whether it's like a chef or some sort of, you know, like meal prepping where it's like really clean foods, it's like done for me. I would love that part of the time. And then I would love the other part time for me to cook for myself and have like those cute, you know, nights where the candles are lit, like you set the table, like I love that shit, right? But my point is, in today's day and age, not only do I love what I do, I love that I actually have a passion and do something with it in my life, but I also love cooking. I love like doing those things. And whether we call that a feminine thing or not, I think is somewhat ridiculous in my opinion. I've certainly been with men that can cook and can contribute their ways in the kitchen. I think that's awesome, right? I don't think one's more this than the other. That being said, I understand why a man appreciates a woman that does those things. But keep in mind, if you're listening to this and that's not really up your alley and you're concerned that a guy won't appreciate you or like you as much because, you know, you can't cook or like you're not dabbled into that yet or you're not a biggest fan of that, please remember that this is not a one-size-fits-all thing, and that there are a lot of people in this world, and people's beliefs shift from culture to culture and, of course, country to country. And if you are living in the U.S. and you meet someone foreign, they might have different beliefs, and you got to keep that in mind, and vice versa, right? And I think here in the U.S., it's become kind of polarizing on, once again, that statement of women should be doing more of this. It used to be more like this. And maybe you're sitting here listening like, I've never heard some of these comments before. This is really awesome. And it's really great that you haven't. But maybe down the road, you might run into these conversations where it's like a topic about how women used to be more like this and nowadays are not showing as up as feminine because they're working and whatever. And I also want to put it out there too. I do not have any issue with stay-at-home moms or wanting to be such. Okay. I have this conversation with my own girlfriends too, because I personally know some friends that wouldn't mind that, or even fact, like, prefer that. I think that is totally fine. You must have self-awareness of what you like for yourself, okay? And like, separate that from what your friends want, what the internet says, what your mom wants for you, so forth. That being said, I've always grown up doing something with my life. I was a figure skater, competitive figure skater. I was also a tennis player, and I had my own life going. And I think that pushed me to do that also in my adult life. And I think it's really awesome to be able to have a curiosity or an interest that you do to some degree. And if you can, better yet, turn it into some sort of living, I think it's awesome. And I don't think, actually, in my opinion, I think it's really awesome to grow up with parents that don't solely identify as just mom or just dad. You know what I mean? Once again, there is no judgment for that. My mom, for example, she's a firm believer in, no nanny. And she wants to, like, you know, to be able to take care of the kids. And she kind of had a bit of regret, like, having a bit of nanny work with my older brother. And then with me, it was like only her and everyone within the family taking care of me and watching over me and all of that. It doesn't have to be just that, right? I think it's amazing to observe women who find something that they enjoy, even if it's like fashion, or even if it's something, you turn it into a very tiny business, and of course it makes some money, but maybe it's not like the most lucrative thing. I think that's awesome. I think that's actually what makes people more holistic and well-rounded, if you will. And something I'll share too, in observation of dating in my early 20s, is that men who feel insecure about women being successful or being able to make a living for themselves or actually just being a star in their own domain, those are men that have low self-esteem and insecurities that they need to work through. And guess what? I and you, we do not need to accommodate for their beliefs on what we should and shouldn't do, right? So, once again, prefacing that everything comes down to what you want personally. What is your personal preference? I remember in my early 20s, I think my mom had expressed concern that, you know, if you're a woman that can take care of herself and do everything and be so independent, what man is gonna want to come into your life and be there for you, like all of that. She kind of was thinking, if you look so self-sufficient, what man, like a man is gonna not know how he can step in and play a role in your life. And as I have grown up, I've learned that that's a very limiting belief, because I've had multiple instances where that was proven otherwise. Now I wanna share, of the men that I'm thinking about in my past experience that really opened up that window for me, and or door rather, of seeing confident, secure, not low self-esteem men, how they treat me. I will say of the few, only one of them was American, and the rest were from Europe and all over Europe, of course, right? Different countries. But I'm really grateful for those experiences, especially this one guy I remember. He was older than me by quite a bit. And I had asked him, because I think the interesting thing, he shared with me, he was very successful, well off, and had made a comment, I think the second time we had hung out and ever met. And he said to me that the one thing he really appreciated about me is that I didn't care about his wallet. And I was fascinated by that comment, because I think, number one, I always wanted to be appreciated for that. And look, I share with you guys all the time, full transparency, I like when a male partner enjoys taking care of me, What does that look like? It looks like just being thoughtful. It could be buying me a coffee or taking me to a dinner, or like, even if it's not like paying for anything, it's just like putting together some sort of idea where it's like, hey, I'm thinking of you. I want to experience this with you. I remember one time I went on a date where it was we went kayaking and it was actually free. And like, to me, it doesn't matter like the price tag. It matters on the level of thoughtfulness the person has. It comes from an internal place. All that to say, this guy was also an entrepreneur, and I asked him his opinion on, you know, an entrepreneur woman like myself and someone that is building for herself and someone that actually is ambitious and wants a career and wants to have these parts to who she is, like to who Emily is. And he gave me a lot of, and this was the American, he gave me a lot of positive feedback. He shared that he finds that very attractive in women. He thinks that times have changed and that people who subscribe to old beliefs that women should be, you know, as fucked up as this is, it's like the whole women should be in the kitchen or women should be whatever, like he thinks that's, you know, like fucked up to say. And he actually, for him personally, appreciates a woman that actually has her own thing going. Now, what's interesting for me is I've noticed there's like certain types of entrepreneurs or anyone that has their own thing going that has a strong appreciation for a woman that also is the same. One thing, just almost as like an open thought, I remember always wondering, like, because these guys were older than me, and when I say older, I'm talking like late 30s, okay? I do wonder if it was the experience of dating people who didn't have their own thing going that led them to that realization. You know what I mean? And so I kind of have to put that out there. But dating other people in different cultures, I realized that they didn't have this pendulum swing or, you know, whatever of what I initially talked about, like this, oh, masculine, feminine thing. They just kind of, I think, were more chill about it. They were just like, they had their own ways of showing up, their own programming, whether taught by mom, dad, or their culture. They had their own ways. They showed up in a certain way. And for them, it wasn't like, this is how I should show up as a man. It was never carried like that. But rather, it was just carried from this is how I was raised. This is how I was taught. And this is what I like to be for a woman. I remember this guy I was with, he was from Italy. And I remember we had a short dating stint back in the day. And we were leaving this bar lounge, whatever you want to call it, and going our separate ways. I was preparing to call my Uber. And mind you, I wasn't dating this guy. You know, it was kind of like early on too. And he just looked at me. He's like, oh, no, I'm going to call you an Uber home. Something that small, right? Mind you, it is not about the cost of the Uber. It is the fact that he's showing me a level of care and thoughtfulness to make sure I get home safely, to kind of like take care of me in that way. And you see, in that instant and beyond after that too, like there was never this expectation of how Emily should show up in order to receive that care. Does that make sense, you guys? I mention that because I have seen firsthand conversations around, oh, if I am showing up this way as a man in a relationship dynamic, what is she doing in return? And I think that's where I've been, you know, in the back of my head, I'm like, damn, that is not the best way to go about things. And that's a little concerning for people to be having these conversations of, oh, well, she's not showing up in her feminine. So because she's not showing up in her feminine and she's showing up more masculine, like she's not going to get a masculine man. It's like, holy shit. Let's simplify it. Let's bring it back to how things actually just are and show up as who you are as a person. And it really just goes back to like attracts like. It goes back to the people who are aligned with your energy and who you are will naturally be attracted to you. There is no this and that, and oh, you're not showing up in your divine feminine, so you're not going to get a divine masculine man. I'm telling you guys, like, no disrespect to any of those, you know, topics, if you will, but for those of you who are on the fence and maybe have seen some of these conversations or heard it through, you know, those podcast clips, I'll tell you, it doesn't have to be that way, and it really isn't that way in the rest of the world. Now, I want to dive into how I personally show up as a partner. Seems like some people are curious, especially because of kind of who I am in terms of, you know, independence and being an entrepreneur and working for myself and making my own income, and how that plays a role in dating and finding a partner that actually aligns with me. And kind of going back to my mom's concern about, like, oh, if she's all this, right? Which I kind of feel like is a concern that ends up leading to this question, which is what a listener asked me. Is like, almost like, hey, am I too much this, which is why I'm not attracting this? I'll share with you my thought process and how I show up as a partner. So number one for me, just like how I really appreciate when a partner is thoughtful with me, I like to show up the same. And so I kind of consider that in a way like helping my partner emotionally. In other words, being a reliable support system during their highs and lows, being their number one fan, cheering for them in their quote-unquote player box. I reference the player box because this is in tennis when you see those big matches, US Open, Wimbledon, whatever. Every player has a player box that's full of their coaches and their support system and whoever. And I kind of visualize myself as their number one fan, obviously, like, you know, their spouse, their girlfriend, their wife. That's how I like to show up with my partner. Secondly, I like to make my partner's life easier. So what that might look like, and you got to keep in mind, every male partner is going to have a different preference. And for you, that also might look different from mine, like how you show up or how you like to show up definitely might look different than mine. But for me, because I love what I do, I love working full time, and I love having a passion and being able to pursue it for a living, some nights or sometimes I might cook dinner. Other times I might just buy takeout for us, or I might, you know, like whatever it is, I'm coordinating dinner. I'm bringing something home. Other nights it might be like I'm planning a date for us and then probably even paying for it, especially if I planned for it, right? I don't follow one specific, like, oh, I'm cooking homemade meals like four times a week, you know? Like I said earlier, I love doing those things. And trust me, when it comes to like aesthetic and setting up, like that takes a lot of time, right? But as an entrepreneur, I don't always have that time, but I can still make it up in other ways. And I think it's really important, especially as a female, if you have aspirations to do something for yourself and in your own life, and you're curious about, okay, if I can't always show up in this way where I can like cook for my partner and like do all these different things, how are other ways I can show up in a similar way that is a little bit easier for me to do, you know? And I think if you think about it, as a female, especially if you are making your own money, it is nice to be able to afford to pay for something like that for your partner, you know? And I think this is another thing where people often go, oh, you know, the man should always pay. And then again, stop with the shoulds, right? Already said it many times on this podcast. Do I enjoy when a man enjoys paying for my dinner or like having the gesture to call me an Uber? Of course I do. And in fact, that is a green light for me because that is a personal value and personal standard in how I date, right? But for me personally, that doesn't mean that I can't show up in similar ways for them, especially if I have the means to do it, right? So if my work life is taking up time where I don't have then the time to cook an awesome meal and like set up everything right and like clean the whole thing. Well, what are the alternatives? Why don't I use the means that I made and maybe, you know, like, again, buy a nice takeout meal or take my partner on a nice little date. You know what I mean? You got to keep in mind, like, people are humans too, right? And of course, I understand, I've seen this firsthand too in other cultures, that certain men from certain cultures, they don't love the idea of a woman taking them on a dinner date and paying, which is very understandable. So you got to just, again, got to be aware of like the comfort level for your partner on that one. But right, it doesn't hurt, okay, if you know, like purchase, like take out and then like bring it home and set it up nicely. And you know what I mean? Like there are other ways to show up more than just cooking a nice homemade meal, because I know that's kind of like this, the way that the American modern conversations are identifying a true feminine woman. I think other ways too that I personally notice that I show up is often buying necessities that my partner likes or needs. And it's one of those things where like I buy it without thinking, you know, and that could range. I'll give personal examples. Like I know I've purchased like skincare or nice shaving cream, or one time like my partner was coming to New York and he doesn't have any winter clothes because he lives in a place that's like spring all year round. So I remember I just, to make it a little easier, I copped him a, you know, simple cashmere sweater just to make sure like he had something. And just small things like that, I think, again, are nice ways to show up for a partner that isn't going to necessarily fit in the traditional mold. You know what I mean? And I think you have to figure out also like what's your love language of giving? How do you give love? But also what your partner likes, right? And I think that's where it gets a little bit tricky, because if your current partner or a partner you're kind of seeing right now, whatever, if you notice that he values significantly different things. So let's just bring it back to the simple example of he values you showing up in like the extreme traditional way, kind of being like, you know, like cooking and cleaning and, you know, always making the bed, like helping him like on all those fronts. And you like to do a little bit of that, but then also other things. And you notice that you don't get appreciated for the other things. Something to really consider is that perhaps you're just not in the right room. I have experienced this firsthand, and I've been very lucky to have, I think, been reaffirmed, if you will, by other men I've, you know, dated throughout my years, to see that, okay, it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's just simply I have been in the wrong rooms, and there are men that appreciate the way I show up, and it might not be completely traditional, right? But like I shared earlier, it's got, you know, it ebbs and flows. Like some moments it's like I'm like that playing housewife, you know, and some other nights I'm like, yeah, I'm paying for the meal or something. Just like, again, it's I still appreciate the normal, I guess, like gentleman gestures that I get from a male partner that's aligned with me. But again, I don't mind showing up in simple ways to make up for, you know, like lack of being able to show up in other ways. If I, let's say, like lived with them full time, or had the time to like be always cooking them a meal. You know what I mean? I think it's important that you don't ever get down on yourself for not being the right fit for a person. Because I've seen that firsthand. I've seen people try to put both men and women in boxes. I'm not a fan either of women saying, oh, a man should do this for me, and he should blah, 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 and he should blah, 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 and he should, you know, I'm not a fan of that either. But I am a fan, and I do think this is healthy, to have your own standards and values of how a partner shows up for you and why you enjoy that, right? Like, why is it important to you? And that's why I've narrowed down over the years for me, it's all about thoughtfulness. Now, other components, people might be like, yeah, but Emily, like, you're not gonna, you know, go out with someone that can't do, I don't know, this or and can't afford blah, blah, blah. A tangent on that, that at that point then comes down to lifestyle compatibility, right? So I actually shared this with a different listener on a call not too long ago, where I was telling her that I once tried to make a relationship work with someone that had very different financial circumstances, and I never judged him for it. And in fact, I was actually the one that was very willing to make it work based on the circumstances and based on a certain progress and trajectory and whatever. But this person, he values being able to show up for his female partner in a certain way. And this, I think this programming was through his culture, which is Eastern Europe. And I think looking back, right, there is a true element to it in that if I wanted to keep up with the lifestyle that I enjoy, for example, I've recently traveled to Paris, right? If a partner of mine can't afford to go on that trip with me, then that's gonna lead to some friction. And then at that point, just giving you hypothetical scenarios, at that point, yeah, it's going to be either I pay for the whole trip, or I have to like go by myself, or I have to like go with a friend, or, you know, differently, it's kind of like down the road, it ends up being like the friction point for can these two individuals actually merge their lives together, because the lifestyle circumstance is so significantly different, right? So I want to make sure I highlight the separation of the two, because I think for some people it's about like how nice the restaurant they go to is, right? For me, once again, has never been the case, because fortunately I can afford to go to a lot of different restaurants on my own and with girlfriends and whatnot. But yes, down the road, would it be difficult to date someone that could not afford, at least similarly? Yeah, you know? And so I guess like keep that part in mind as you're navigating that thought process of what you want from a potential partner or partner in general. Lastly, I just wanna touch on my approach, I think, as a whole when it comes to how I've learned to attract the best fit for me and how I think that's reflected in the way I show up. Like I shared time and time again on this episode, I don't subscribe to the typical traditional beliefs and, you know, the things that have occurred and were a thing 50 years ago. And once again, I am not against it. I just know that it doesn't fit me as a person, no matter how much I've tried. That being said, I know something about myself is that my overall physical appearance is feminine, and it is inspired from Parisian culture. And this is like, I'm talking like the way I dress, the way I hold myself, and I love those girly girl things. Like that's something I definitely love. Something I'll put out there. The way I dress and the way I kind of hold myself, and I think this is especially from coming from LA and you know, seeing how it's like out there and then also in Miami, I noticed that it's not as appreciated amongst men in the US per se, but I noticed a stronger appreciation from men with roots from Europe. So when I say roots, I mean like they were like actually born there, or maybe like they're second generation like me and they had heavy influence from it, you know? I share that because I want to reiterate, don't ever ask to be valued for what you are and how you show up, because you will always, 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 you will always see how valued you are when you are actually in the right rooms. So if you are currently dating someone that you feel like doesn't appreciate you for who you are and how you show up and how you give love and share love, don't be offended by that. Don't take that personally, because there's potentially a chance that they're just not the right fit for you. And take it from someone that has experienced that feeling. I know that feeling, and I love when I see fellow entrepreneur girls. Like, I actually can tell you, a girl that I follow, her name is Hannah. She's also an entrepreneur, definitely doing, you know, better than I am in like her entrepreneur journey. And I think she's awesome, you know. And one thing I love that she's pretty public about is her relationship with someone that's a year or two older than her. He's also an entrepreneur, and I think they're building together. And you see how, once again, time and time again, there are men that will appreciate you for who you are and how you show up. Her boyfriend values her for the way she is. He values having an entrepreneur girlfriend. He values that she fits into his life very well. He values that she can afford her own things, and he still fucking loves to treat her to nice things. You know what I mean? So don't succumb to believing that you're only going to get this type of man or whatever if you are more like this. No, that is not true. You have to be firm in how you like to show up and how you show up best, and then also be firm about what you like in a partner. And over time, speaking from experience, you'll see that come into your life and come to fruition. That is all I have for today's solo episode on my take on masculine and feminine energy. This was a bit of more of like a rant, if you will, and something that I think certain parts were valuable. And I think overall, I hope this episode was valuable, but nonetheless, hope it got your wheels turning. Hope it made you think about how you want to show up in your romantic life, and maybe how you can adjust on certain things and vice versa, and maybe reconsider what your standards and values are when it comes to a potential partner. Thanks again for tuning in with me today and having me a part of your personal growth journey. I'm so grateful to be here with you and for you to be listening to the podcast. To make sure you are subscribed on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you get notified when there are new episodes out. I'm also on YouTube now, so select guest episodes are released on YouTube. You can search and find my channel. Just search What Fulfills You. Everything is linked in the show notes. And for all best-selling merch, including the card game, which is a bunch of deep, meaningful questions intended to help you on your personal growth journey and is great to play, bring along for your spring picnic this season, you can find that online at whatfulfillsyou.com. Thanks again for tuning in. I would chat with you all in the next episode.